a sunrise ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Mal Sampa detained. Kabwe farmers still unpaid despite FRA fund release. In Global News, Bobby Wine will not contest Uganda election results in court. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Police in Lusaka have detained Patriotic Front Matero Member of Parliament Mal Sampa on a charge of transmission of unsolicited or deceptive communication contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. PF Faction Deputy Secretary General for Administration Celestine Mukandila has confirmed to Phoenix News that Mr. Sampa is currently being held at Lusaka Central Police Station as police complete other processes. Earlier this afternoon, Mr. Sampa, accompanied by PF Acting President Given Luvinda and supporters, appeared before police headquarters for questioning. Mr. Sampa's detention is in connection to a complaint lodged by Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Corporate Affairs Officer Raphael Piri, relating to an alleged statement he made on January 15 about a purported fake polling station being set up along Lilai Road during the Chawama parliamentary by-election.
He's been arrested and charged with an offence under the Cyber Crimes Act, should be Section 19, 1A, and we are currently at Central Police. He's been detained, so we're just waiting for the police to finish up formalities as we are trying to secure a police bond for him.
The Zambia Police Service is yet to confirm the arrest. Farmers in Kabwe are calling on government to expedite payments owed to them for maize sold to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, citing financial hardships caused by delays from the designated bank. They have explained that the bank's limited capacity to process payments has left them waiting for their money, adding unnecessary strain on their livelihoods. The farmers are urging government to intervene and ensure prompt payment to support the growth of Kabwe's farming sector.
Never go to stop it, rise the indie. Yeah, kukwanisa pa 40k jina ashanga no mbepi ya shonjo tabale tupela kwekwa yempi ya batupele kukwanisa kukusa kuila kushika kuhidi kila kionze filekwa ike ni mpi ya mwebazi kwa pili shei kukwanisa 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 mwepeti mpi ya shesu
kuna tawanisa 1 week no mbepi ya nifumala
kukwanisa kukwanisa pansi kukwanisa mailo kukwanisa 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 kukwanisa
kukwanisa kukwanisa kukwanisa kukwanisa kukwanisa kukwanisa kukwanisa kukwanisa nomba abantu abali ku internet corruption pamo kulala la Twitch pano pena
system ba government yo babika system ya mabanki ya richeva ama banki ya tatu yachowa mpanga na ifika 1 week tirela alafu panza kutumwa mosquito na telefone ndarama.
Meanwhile, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa says banks have committed to clearing the backlog by Sunday. He added that banking officials will visit farming areas to help farmers open accounts for direct payments, addressing one of the key causes of the delays.
Every bank is promising that whatever balance they have by Sunday, they will have been done. What has caused a little bit of queues? Number one, most banks are requesting that after this exercise, maybe we go in the field with the banks to convince the people to open accounts. It will be the fastest way of payment, so that when money is sent by government to the bank, the banks just remit the money directly into their accounts.
Political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to intensify voter education programs aimed at equipping the electorate with adequate knowledge on how to vote in order to curb the rising number of spoiled ballot papers recorded during elections. The call comes amid concerns over rising spoiled ballot papers, with 290 rejected votes out of a total 18,096 votes cast in the recent Chawama constituency by-election. Reacting to this development, Dr. Ngoma notes that the increasing incidence of rejected ballots has become a growing concern as it undermines the democratic process and potentially disenfranchises voters who turn up to exercise their civic right but fail to cast valid votes. Dr. Ngoma has observed that in the current era, Zambia should be recording a significant reduction in challenges related to voter literacy, particularly on basic voting procedures, adding that continuous public education is key to ensuring the electorate clearly understand how to correctly mark ballot papers. He has further urged political parties to take an active role in educating their supporters on proper voting methods, emphasizing that voter education should not be left solely to ECZ, but should be a shared responsibility among key stakeholders.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia should actually continue educating the nation, educating the people, educating the voters that when you are in the booth to vote, this is how you vote correctly. When you rub, when you do other things, then you spoil the paper. So voter education from the Electoral Commission of Zambia is very, very important. Secondly, the political parties who are actually the main stakeholders should not leave the matter solely to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, as they hold their rallies campaigning for the elections.
In more news, Planet Gold Zambia National Coordinator Abigail Mwailenge has revealed that the project recorded major achievements in 2025, including the creation of 28 cooperatives, launch of pilot sites for mercury-free gold processing and geological feasibility studies conducted at 10 artisanal and small-scale gold mining sites. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Ms. Mwailenge described the creation of cooperatives as a crucial step towards formalizing the sector, as this structure enables miners to access mining rights, financing and technical support while promoting safer mercury-free operations. She explained that Planet Gold Zambia, funded by the Global Environment Facility and implemented locally by the Artisanal Gold Council in partnership with the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, works to integrate artisanal miners into formal systems, improve productivity, and ensure responsible